Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Numbers in the news, oh yeah. Oh, it's time to play with numbers.
And there is no prize.
There's no prize on Numbers in the News. We play for pride on the John Williams Show. And isn't that the greatest prize of all? Dave, you're on the air. How are you?
Well, John, it's always good to talk to you. We're on a snow day today at my high school, so there's no chance that my kids are going to hear just how abysmally I'm sure I'm going to score on this.
Dave, if you get all 10 of them right, we'll invite you back as our reigning champion. You have two lifelines you can use to Steve Bertrand. Are you ready?
I am ready to go.
This is our Numbers in the News current events quiz. Question number one, how many diamonds are in the Cubs championship rings? Is it 25 diamonds in each ring or 108 diamonds? Wait a minute, I didn't hear his answer. What's your answer?
Well, somebody heard it. Yeah, 108.
108 is correct. Fun Easter candy stat for you. What's the number one jelly bean flavor in America? Is it A, red licorice? No, is it A, red cherry, or is it B, black licorice?
I prefer black licorice, and I'm not a big jelly bean person, but the answer would be red cherry. Oh, John, you're killing me.
And you said it with such confidence, too. That's what I like about you, Dave.
Well, you know, that's me. I'm all confidence, no knowledge.
That could be the theme for this show. United Airlines value dropped how much the day after that passenger was dragged off the flight? It went up and down that day. Did they, on paper, lose $100 million or $250 million?
I saw several figures, but I believe the one is $250 million.
Two for three. What percentage of Americans spend 1 hour per day on a dating app? Think about this. What percentage of Americans spend an hour a day on a dating app? Is it 1 in 10 of us, or is it 1 in 100 of us?
Oh, John. It's either would be sad. I'll go with 1 in 10. What the heck?
That's crazy.
It is. We're lonely people.
I know that, but an hour a day. If you get off the app and go outside, you'll meet somebody.
Get off your app? Is that what you're saying?
By the way, nothing wrong with meeting people on a dating site these days. It seems to be the way people do it. I have no qualms with that. But an hour a day? I mean, when do you get around to looking at porn? It just strikes me as, if you take viewing pornography, visiting dating sites.
Ask your next question, John.
All right, here we go. How many people were involuntarily denied boarding by United Airlines last year? Obviously, Dr. Dow was involuntarily denied flight. He was actually on the plane, but this happens more than just once a year. How often are people sold tickets and they don't let them on? 25 times by United Airlines last year, or 3,765 times last year?
Well, you know, I really feel badly that I'm not talking to Steve, but I'm going to go with my gut and say 25.
25. 3,700 times people with a ticket there at the gate were told they could not get on the plane.
I knew that one, Dave.
How many majors has had Sergio Garcia played in before winning the Masters last Saturday? 24 or 74 major appearances before he finally won one?
Oh, and you're saying a major, not the Masters, but a major.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm riddled with guilt for not asking Steve the last time, so I'm going to ask Steve for a lifeline.
I have no idea. No, it's 74.
All right, I'll go with that.
How many people were caught crossing the southwest border last month? Last month, between the United States and Mexico, the lowest number in 17 years. How many people were caught crossing the border? Caught crossing the border. Was it 644 people or 12,000 people?
Oh, there's certainly a difference between crossing and getting caught, but I will say say 12,000.
12,000 is correct. Hokey smokes.
That's a low.
That strikes me as a really large number. And that's the lowest it's been for any single month in 17 years. I did not know the business was that brisk for catching people trying to get over.
This is where all the good dating sites are, so.
See how he ties it all together?
He's doing his own show at home.
Here we go. The snackable insect market. We talked to somebody who's now selling crickets.
Oh, I called you on that one, too, by the way.
You were one of our callers?
Yeah, this is Sheriff Davey.
Yeah, I know that, but what did you have to say about that?
I actually had some chips made with cricket flour
at the
Fountain Garden Show.
Yeah, and that was pretty good, right?
Yeah. I couldn't tell the difference between that and regular flour.
It's the way to go. Snackable insect market is now valued at $18 million or $424 million.
I will say $424.
World champion Chicago Cubs. Oh, we already did the ring one. How about this one? What percentage of Americans get their taxes audited? 9% or 0.7%?
I will say 0.7%.
Melania Trump won a settlement from that British tabloid, the Daily Mail, this week. You know, they said inaccurate and unkind things about her modeling career. She reportedly received in the settlement $1 and an apology, or $2.9 million and an apology.
Well, since Steve is so knowledgeable on issues of fashion, I'm going to defer to Steve again.
Be number two.
$2.9 million
for the first lady.
I trust Steve implicitly. I'll go with Steve.
Okay, I'll give you a couple more. O'Hare is the number six airport in America for money left behind at TSA checkpoints. How much money was left behind last year? Change in those little bowls and whatnot. Was it $25,000 or $25 million?
$25,000.
Is correct. Here's your last one. How many people on Earth live on less than a dollar a day? How many people on Earth live on less than a dollar a day? 1 in 50 or 1 in 6?
If you can call that living in either case. But I hate to say 1 in 6.
1 in 6 is correct. How about that? In fact, there's a woman who's written a book about it. She won a Pulitzer Prize for her photography, where she sort of documents how a very high percentage of the world's population live. She's going to join me on my show on Saturday. You may have seen her on the CBS Morning News this week, but she's fascinating. And it's always, always fun to talk to you, Dave. Thanks for calling in this afternoon.
Thanks, John. Have a great Easter, you folks.
Dave, you know, if you get all 10 right, you return as our reigning champion, but you will not be returning. You understand that?
Oh, I know, but that will not deter me from listening, John.
That's a boy. Thank you, Dave.
All right, bye now.